Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Bible, without any doubt, is the most loved and hated book in the world. The friends of the Bible love it because they love the Lord who gave it. The Bible is not the object of worship, regardless of what some liberal theologians argue, but reveals to fallen men the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It provides us with information about God's will, about how to become members of the body of Christ, about how to live each day so as to have God's approval, about the promises of eternal life, and about the nature and bliss of the Christian's eternal home. Through the ages, men and women have wanted to know if God exists and if He has any interest in His creatures. Even the great philosophers like Plato have wondered about the nature and will of God. Christians need wonder no longer, because we have in the Bible God's revelation of Himself. Is that not what the Hebrew writer had in mind in these verses? God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Hebrews 1:1-2. Our Lord Himself affirmed, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has declared Him." John 1:18. No longer should men speculate about the existence of God, His nature, and His will. The Bible gives us all the information we need on these topics. The Bible also tells us what we ought to know by observation. All men are sinners in need of God's grace. But if we do not know how desperate our situation is, the Bible leaves no room for doubt. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. We may know we are sinful, even if the Bible does not tell us so. But we could not know what to do to be saved without God's revealing that truth. The Bible gives us instructions about believing the gospel and obeying our Lord in baptism in order to have the remission of sins. Paul told the Thessalonians that God would take vengeance on them who know not God and obey not the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Jesus told the world in Mark's account of the Great Commission, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. It is not exaggerating the truth to say that the Bible is filled with instructions about godly living, including what men and women must do in worship to God. Will you please listen carefully to Paul? "If therefore there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Philippians 2:1-5. The Bible furnishes men and women with what Peter calls the great and precious promises of the gospel. 2 Peter 1:14. These promises include forgiveness of sins, the blessings of sonship in the Lord's family, and a home not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:2. In that eternal home, there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. My friends, thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.